Case number 9562, David P. Lundberg, west of U.S. Route 13A, 1,322 feet south of Bethel Road, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
David Lundberg, 28872 Seaford Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear testimony you're about to give, true or correct, best knowledge?
Yes.
Evening.
Good evening, sir.
Requesting a variance, I have a two-car garage. Presently, it's been on the property for 40 or 50 years. It's only on foundation on three sides. Mm-hmm. The variance in question is where it's falling in on the next-door neighbor's property, potentially. I'm requesting a variance for a three-car garage in the same location, off the same setback.
And everyone's going to be a three-car garage?
So you're removing all the structure that is there, the garage, shop, and shed?
Correct.
And the porch?
Yes.
And replacing it with the one garage?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you talked to your neighbor about it?
Yes.
Neighbor?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any, any further questions? Mr. McGee?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
It's got to be the wrong.
Mr. Mills?
What's the width of your lot?
79.
79 feet? So the current structure is also, although it's non-conforming, is not meeting the setback requirements as well.
Right. The house is not meeting the setbacks.
Right. No changes to that, right?
No. It's an undersized lot, and I guess that's the way they did it.
Or I guess I should say the rear is not meeting the requirement. And the reason that you can't bring the garage further forward is?
If I'm 10 and 10 in the garage, it's not much of a turning radius into the garage.
Gotcha. Septic on the property? Septic on the property?
Yes.
Where is that located?
It would be to the back of the garage.
Within the 3 feet?
No.
On the neighbor's property? Oh, back of the new garage?
Yes, back of the new garage.
Yes. Back here?
Yes.
I got you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I certainly think it shows uniqueness in that the width of the lot is quite limiting to anything that can be done, and it would certainly be better as far as meeting the rear setback requirement. I think that it is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and just because of the nature of the lot, perhaps not created by the applicant. Certainly don't think it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, if anything, improve it. And request, in my opinion, is a minimum to afford relief. Therefore, I'd make a motion we approve case number 9562.
Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 9562. All those in favor of the motion, give these a voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, indeed.